If you're a business owner, chances are very high that you need to put together a personal bio or a business bio at some point for an e-summit, for a conference, for a podcast interview, for a local TV interview, etc. So in today's episode, we're going to give you the super easy steps to create an excellent personal or business bio that gets you results, that gets people from that audience into your audience. So let's go. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. One of the things that we have to do pretty frequently is create bios for a variety of environments for our clients. That could be their Instagram bio, that can be a bio for pitching themselves to be featured on a podcast. It could also be that they're requested to provide a bio when they are invited to speak at a conference. And there are slight variations depending on where that bio is going to show up. But overall, there are, I would say, about six steps or tips that you can keep in mind to write an excellent bio regardless of where it's going to be used. So tip number one is to try and focus on the third person when you're writing. So instead of saying, I started my business, you'd say, she started her business, he, they, whatever. And the other thing is that it's usually going to be in a slightly more formal register. Because you're not speaking one-on-one to an audience that you've developed that you're close with, it's more of a first meeting. It's a first impression. So you want to be on your best behavior. The exception is if you know that this is going to be read by a host, like a podcast host. So some things that are more formal, like not using contractions, so she was not, would read super stilted for that poor host. So if that's the case, you do want to adjust it so it'd be very natural when they read it. So it would be something like, she wasn't. Much more natural. Other than that, third person, slightly more formal register, your best first impression. Tip two, and this is very much a general rule, is to try and keep it to about five sentences. You may actually get instructions from the event, the host, whoever it is that's bringing you on to show you to their audience, and they may say something like three sentences tops, or you have about a paragraph for your bio. I would say if you can, just try and aim for five sentences, more or less, because it keeps it short to the point. People are more likely to read the whole thing, or at the very least, they're going to be skimming to the most important piece because it's still within their eyesight. They don't have to scroll. And the most important piece, which we're going to talk about in a bit, is that last sentence when you're calling them to action to get into your audience. So very important that they can see it. The third tip is in the very first sentence of your bio, put your name and put some sort of social proof or accomplishment with it. So I'm going to give you a couple of different examples. Name is the leading something something in her industry, for example. Name is the creator of, and then insert a method or a well-known concept here. You can also kind of reverse it. So you could say best-selling author Neil Gaiman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or if it's more work experience you're talking about, you can say something like, after a decade of working with the CBC, Name started her own something agency. Or Name brings 10 years of experience to audience, for example, with this or in this industry. Final example, Name started her first business at age 16. So there's so many different things you can draw on to be proof of accomplishments. Social proof would be, technically, it's more things like testimonials or reviews. You could say something like, has Michelin stars, has so many Michelin stars, for example. That would be another way of giving social proof, but that's more of an accomplishment. So as I'm creating this video, I'm thinking probably the best way of thinking of it is name plus accomplishment. You might find a way to put social proof in there, but that's the accomplishment option is probably easier for you. Fourth tip is to focus on details that are relevant to the audience that you're going to be addressing. So I have a friend, for example, she was speaking in front of an insurance conference, so women in the insurance industry, and she had to tailor her speech right from the very beginning to situations that these people would understand and connect to, or that would be relevant to their work. Her experience in the aviation industry, while some things might cross over, if she talks about something very particular to that world, or if you're drawing examples from that world, it's not going to connect as well as if you can say that you worked with another player in the insurance industry, for example. So the details in your bio, you want to gear towards that audience you're going to be speaking to. Examples, past experiences, methods, if you have multiple methods, focus on the one that you're going to be teaching or that's going to be most relevant to that audience at that stage of business, for example, at that stage of their life. Just be very mindful that you want to tweak the details for the audience. So you're going to have a standardized bio, but you're also going to want to draw specific examples for that audience. You can swap them in and out. You might have a list at your side. Okay, I'm going to swap in these couple of facts about my experience, but targeting that audience. Tip five is to try and include one or two personal connectors towards the end of your sentences that you have for your bio. So if you only have three sentences available, it's going to be very hard. But if you can kind of work with six sentences, seven sentences, you could say something on the second last line after you've given your accomplishments and how you're relevant basically to the audience. You can go into, Jenna now lives with her four kids and two dogs in a tiny home in Michigan. And something of that will be surprising or very relatable to your audience. Another example is, you know, maybe someone left something traditional and they went out on their own. So he now travels the world full time and has been to 55 countries. Something really surprising, but also reinforces that they're an expert in a way. Like if they embarked on their own and they took a risk and it's working for them, that's going to build trust in the audience that this person knows what they're talking about. So if you can connect things, like you're living your ideal life, that's usually a good example of a personal connector if you can fit it in. All right, and the final sentence, regardless of how big your bio is, you want to include something about the promise that you offer. So that could be the freebie that you're offering them and why they would care. That can be getting more clients. That can be free education through your YouTube channel. Whatever your promise is that you can deliver to this audience and directing them to be in your audience too. So usually a freebie is the best because they sign up for your email list and that is the one place you own. You own your email list. You don't own your Instagram audience, for example. So you can drive them to your Instagram. You can drive them to your YouTube channel or generally to your website. But if you can drive them to a freebie that's going to be valuable to that audience or maybe even custom created for that audience, that is so, so, so valuable. They're much more likely to accept that they share their email address with you in return for it because it's so valuable to them. And also, if it's relevant to the audience and you're doing a podcast interview, for example, especially if you check with the host first, you can kind of plug it during the conversation as well. And then you know that they're actively going to either just type it in because it's so easy, or they're going to actively look at the podcast show notes to click on that link and get on your list. So some sort of call to action in the very last line connected to a promise that you are making to them, an offer that you can help them with something or other, clients, education, etc. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. Six tips to write an incredible personal or business bio for events, summits, conferences, podcasts, interviews, etc. It's good to have a standard one on hand. And like I mentioned, you might have like a comment attached to it that shows you some common things you might swap out. Like, this is a different industry, an example of a business that I worked with, those sorts of things. So you can easily tweak it and send it off to the next place that you're speaking or the next place that you're featured, the next place you're writing for, if it's maybe your bio attached to guest blog posts you write. So many reasons to have a great bio on hand. It was so much fun having you here today. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciated the time that we spent together, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.